Hi, everyone, and welcome to a brand new episode of the New in Real Estate podcast. I am your host, Loida, with TBC in Southern California. Now, in today's episode, I want to talk about something that I have heard so much in my life, especially when I was younger. And I'm pretty sure that there are a lot of you out there that can relate to this. And the question is, can someone that is shy, also known as an introvert, quote unquote, can they be successful in sales? So the reason that I wanted to talk about this is because maybe you may not know that for me, growing up, I was a very shy person. I hated public speaking. I hated being called on. I remember being in class, whether it's elementary, middle school, or high school, even in college, I would hate it when the professor would say, I'm looking for a volunteer, or they would pose a question and they would just kind of scan the classroom to see who could answer. I would hate being in those situations. I, for some reason, was always terrified about speaking in public or doing group projects or going in front of a class to talk about, I don't know, whatever it was. It was just something that made me super uncomfortable. And whenever there were any group projects, I would always make sure to be the last one. I'm pretty sure that a lot of you listening to this can relate. Now, obviously, we know that being in sales and in real estate, our entire business comes down to talking to strangers, putting ourselves out there, being rejected, whether it's on the phones or in person. So you might be thinking to yourself, well, I can definitely identify with Loida and how she was earlier in high school and in college, but currently I'm still like that. So how can I overcome that fear of talking to strangers? Or also, like, I'm not that social butterfly. I'm not super outgoing. I'm not really the life of the party. It's not like I'm quiet, but I'm just not a crazy out there person. So this is what has helped me. Now, before I give you the tips of what has helped me kind of get out of my shell and put me in a position where I am now, I do want to tell you a little bit of kind of how I got out of my shell. So when I was in college, I went to school. Initially, I had put my major to be like sociology, I think, something like that, because I had told myself, you know, I want to work in a career where I can help people. Now, fast forward, I think it was my third year in college. I had never had a job, and I knew that I needed to get a job. So I remember where I used to live, I told my neighbor that I was looking for a job, and they told me, you know what? My sister owns this building in Hollywood, and one of the companies that leases the space there is a marketing company. And they're always looking for brand ambassadors to promote this specific brand. And it's a soft drink. I'm not going to say the name because it's irrelevant. But anyway, I said, you know what? I'm definitely open to those opportunities and to learn more. I have never had a job, but I am a very friendly person and I'm always smiling. So I would love to go and meet with her if they are currently hiring people. So I went, I interviewed, they told me the brand ambassador position, what they did. Now, back then I had never heard of this position before. I didn't even know something like this existed. So pretty much the job, what it was representing a brand. In this case, it was a soft drink. And what I would have to do is that there was a street team. So pretty much it was myself and maybe like five other brand ambassadors. And we were contracted by this marketing company to represent this soft drink. And we would go out to events, whether it was concerts, it was high school events, college events, homecoming, prom, like you name it. We were out there and our job was pretty much just giving away free drinks. We did a lot of community events. And it was then that I pretty much found out about this whole new world of marketing and advertising and what exactly it was all about. So I remember going out to these events and giving out these free drinks and getting paid. And I would be like, I'm getting paid to do all of this? Like, who does this? Like, why would they even pay all this money? Because I remember being, I don't know, maybe like 19 or 20, and I was getting paid like $15 an hour. And this was way back in like 2007. So imagine if you didn't have a job ever before. I had never worked retail or restaurants or anything like that. So right out of the gate, my very first job, I was getting paid $15 an hour to go and give away free drinks and talk to people. It never felt like a job to me. So that made me really excited. And essentially, I would tell myself, so really what I'm doing is that I'm putting myself out there, I'm representing a brand, I'm telling people about them, I'm telling people about the brand, the benefits, why they should purchase it. I am actively going out and talking to strangers, but all of them are super nice, they're very friendly, and I'm getting paid, and this doesn't feel like work. So once I started to do that for a couple of months, I knew that marketing and advertising was definitely something that I wanted to pursue. And that is when I switched my major in college from sociology to business with a focus in advertising and promotions, pretty much. So it was really that job that made me get out of my shell. And it made me see that, you know what, I've always had this fear of probably what people will think of me or what if I say the wrong thing. But when I was getting paid to promote another company where they had taught me exactly what to say, how to respond, all of the benefits, all of the pros versus their competition. And I was seeing people's reactions to me being able to deliver the information that I had learned and how everyone was very positive. That's when I realized that all along, I've always had this fear of what people will think or how they would judge me, when at the end of the day, no one really even cared. So thanks to that job, that is what really caused me to get out of my shell and kind of put myself out there in situations where I would have to talk to strangers and I was getting paid. So fast forward to now, maybe you're watching this or you're listening to this and you're like, wow, that sounds like she had a good deal getting a job where you have to talk to people and you're getting paid, but I still feel uncomfortable doing that. Now, once I started real estate, and this was, again, many years after my very first job, once I started real estate, and even a few years before that, before I even considered transitioning into this career, I remember thinking to myself, cold calling and door knocking, I would never do that. And look, fast forward, here we are now, and I'm known for cold calling and door knocking. So it's funny how things turn around. You never know how things are going to happen, but translating that experience from when I used to work in promotions as a brand ambassador and applying it to real estate, it really helped me so much in the sense that once I knew I was mentally prepared and ready to get into the real estate industry, I knew that all of that experience, talking to strangers, having to actively go and talk to people that I have never known and promote a brand that maybe they have never heard of or maybe they had a bad experience before, I knew that essentially I would be doing the same thing I was doing with those brands when I would get into real estate. So in real estate, it's kind of like the same thing, except that now instead of me promoting somebody else, I am the business owner and I have to market myself. And I have to put myself out there to actively talk to strangers, which we do, whether it's cold calling or door knocking. But we're always talking to strangers. And at the end of the day, our goal in my job, when it comes down to lead generation and prospecting and speaking to these individuals that I don't know, is that I want to get a lead and get a contact to see if someone has a need for buying or selling real estate. Now, I know that a lot of you might think, you know, I really want to do real estate. I've seen your videos. I have seen the videos of so many other agents on YouTube. I know a lot of very successful realtors, but I just can't get out of my shell. And I don't think that I'm going to succeed because, you know, I'm an introvert or I'm shy or I hate talking to people or speaking in public. So if you're one of those people, it's really going to come down to this. How bad do you want to be an agent, first of all? And along with that, why is it that you want to become an agent? Is it because of the income that you're possibly going to make, which can change your life and your family's life? You have to think of your why. I know that we hear that all the time. What is your why? There has to be a reason why you want to be in real estate. And if you don't really want it that bad, then yes, of course, you having to talk to strangers is going to prevent you from actually pushing above your comfort level. That is a position that I was in many years ago. And I had to make that decision of whether I was going to let my shyness or my introvertedness, as they like to say, I had to decide whether that was going to stop me or whether I was not going to allow that to affect me in me pursuing my career and being successful. Because let me tell you, if you really want it, if you know that becoming a real estate agent and eventually growing your business and getting these commission checks is going to put you and your family in a much better position, I guarantee you that you're going to do whatever it takes, even if it makes you step out of your comfort zone and do things that you would otherwise be super scared to do. Now, as we continue talking about being shy and being an introvert, something that I have come to realize over the years is that I hate those labels. And here's why. Growing up, even though I hated speaking in public or being called on, if I was with my friends and my family, I was not an introvert. I was always laughing and cracking jokes and very talkative. But because everyone from the outside that didn't really know me saw that I was not as talkative as most people, they automatically classified me as being an introvert and being shy. And I can't tell you how annoying that was. And that is something that maybe you heard growing up. Maybe that's a reason that you think that you are an introvert because you were told so many times that, oh, you're an introvert, or you're not that crazy, you're not always talking, you're not really the life of the party, you're just always there, you're chill, you're mellow, you're always relaxed, you kind of mind your own business. And you know, all of those are not negative things. Thinking about it now, and this is what I tell people when they tell me, oh, you're shy. No, I'm not shy. But you know, I personally am the type of person that likes to kind of scope out the room. And if I don't know people, of course, I'm not going to just go out there and start all these conversations, because the way that I am is that I want to see how that person is and their personality. That way, I'm not coming too aggressive or too out of my place, if that makes sense. And that's what I think a lot of people confuse and think, oh, you're just shy and an introvert. But no. And again, all of this is just my personal opinion. So I don't like these labels. I think if these labels didn't exist, you wouldn't feel uncomfortable being put in situations where you had to talk to strangers. So I want you to really think of that. These labels might be preventing you from actually pushing forward and going to that next level and getting out of your comfort zone, just because maybe you heard it a lot growing up or you still hear it now. In fact, I've heard it recently, being at an event that was not my event. It was somebody that hosted an event, and a lot of the people that were there did know who I was because they're always watching my videos. But I knew that I was a guest in the person that was hosting that event. So I'm not going to be out there all crazy talking to everyone and just kind of saying, hey, do you recognize me type of thing? Because, you know, that's not my place. And I had someone come up to me and say, hey, Loida, are you always this shy? And I remember I wanted to laugh. I just couldn't believe that I was hearing that, because at the end of the day, I'm like, wait. First of all, it's not my place to be out there and crazy when this is nothing. This event's not even about me. It's about the person that put it together. So let's have the spotlight be on them. But I just thought that was interesting, because like I said, when I'm with my friends, when I'm with my family, when I'm with the people that are close to me, I am not an introvert and I am definitely not shy. And you know, now that you're probably listening or watching this episode, think of it. If I really was shy or if I was an introvert, then I wouldn't be doing videos. I wouldn't be doing this podcast. But I know that ultimately me getting out of my shell and creating videos, not only was it going to be something that was going to be helpful to me, but I know that I have helped so many of you. In the same way that I have done it, I guarantee that you can do it as well. Everyone has it in them to do video, to do a podcast, to get better at communication, to get out there and not think of themselves as an introvert or as a shy person. So relating all of this to sales, short answer to this question that I posed of whether or not you can be successful if you are an introvert and be successful in sales, the answer is yes. Yes, you can. And I am living proof of it. Now, here are some things that you can do to help improve your communication so that you can be good in sales if you think that you're an introvert. At the end of the day, being an introvert or an extrovert, it doesn't matter. So first of all, what has helped me in my communication is creating videos. You know, when I started doing videos back in 2015, I was completely different compared to what I am now. You can go back and you can see the videos and you can compare it even to this one and you can see the transformation. But doing videos and getting in front of a camera really helped me get out of my comfort zone because I knew that I had to be good in communicating whatever it was that I was talking about. And at the same time, I knew that I would have to get better at making eye contact, making sure that I was breathing when I was speaking. And all those little things really added up and have added up over time to get me to where I am. Along with that, learning about communication in the sense of tonality, mirror and matching. If you don't know what I'm talking about, you can go ahead and go on Google and type all of these things up. Now, all of these are things that I talk about in my bootcamp, which once again, I will be starting in February. If you're interested in the new in real estate bootcamp, if you're a new agent, brand new, been in the business for a year, you're still completely lost, I definitely recommend that you jump on this bootcamp. And yeah, this is a lot of the stuff that I talk about in the bootcamp because this is what's really going to take you to that next level. Now, ultimately, once you start learning how to communicate along with listening and you know your scripts, your objection handlers, all of that is going to give you confidence. So even if you think that you might not really be a people person in the sense that you're not always like very talkative or you're not outgoing, let me tell you, once you get in front of a prospect, whether it's a buyer or a seller, and they start throwing you objections, and you have practiced your communication and your objection handler so much, you are going to come across as very confident, and ultimately, that might be the decision as to why you get hired or why they don't hire you. In real estate, there's three reasons why someone will hire you. Because they like you, they trust you, and they know that you can get the job done. They don't care if you're an introvert or an extrovert or you're outgoing or you just like to stay at home every day. No, it doesn't matter. Once you get in front of someone and you're able to demonstrate to them that you know exactly what you're talking about, that is what's going to make them want to hire you. Because they're going to see, oh, you know, Loida, she's very confident. Everything that she said, she was very assertive. So she must know what she's doing. The age, she looks young, but it doesn't matter because she sounds and she looks like she knows what she's doing. And that's exactly what's going to happen. So that's it for this episode. I really just wanted to bring home the fact that these labels of being an introvert or an extrovert or shy or quiet, it really has nothing to do with whether or not you're going to succeed in sales. As long as you're putting in the work, you know your why as to why you're getting into this business, if talking to strangers or picking up a phone and making a cold call is something that is very hard for you to do now, you'll figure out a way to just push through that fear. Because what's going to happen is that you might be talking to a stranger and it might be the perfect time. They might be at the perfect place. You call them and they say, hey, you know what? You know, I've actually been thinking of buying or been thinking about selling a home. We are ready to get the ball rolling. And that can be a commission check for you of maybe $10,000 or more. And ask yourself, how would your life change if you got a paycheck of $10,000? Now imagine multiple checks of $10,000 over time just because you're stepping out of your comfort zone to do something that's going to bring you that commission that could potentially change your life and the life of your family. So as I leave you with that, I really appreciate once again all of you that are tuning in and watching this podcast on YouTube, and also those of you that are listening in your favorite listening and streaming platforms. Thank you for all of the support. I would love to get feedback and see what you guys think of the episode so far. So you can go ahead and just DM me, leave me a comment on YouTube if you're watching the videos. And with that being said, I'll see you on the next episode.